Call the order of the Papio Energy Board Directors Meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Notification of the Open Meetings Act is a copy of it is on the back wall. Prior to turning the agenda for tonight's meeting, I'd like to announce the procedure we use for this meeting with respect to each agenda item. Directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations. The public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not to interrupt the director's discussion and action. With that, we have a quorum call.
Bagley.
Here.
Bradley. Elder.
I hear.
Rumo.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
McCormick.
Yes.
Zapinski.
Here.
Caesar.
Here.
Weiss.
Here.
And chairperson.
Here. I have a huge absence for Larry Bradley. He said he might show up late, but we'll just see on that one. Adopting the agenda, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by second. Roll call.
Yeah. Conley.
Hi.
Jeff.
Yes.
Yes.
Zapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Yes. Five, adoption consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Conley. Second by McCormick. Paul.
Yes. Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes. Have here proof of publication and notification of this meeting and appropriate papers. Not on eight agency reports. 8A, NRCS report, Andy Bollenkamp submitted a written report. Andy, he's been hiding for a couple of months. But any questions on his written report? To answer. E. Director Rich Steger.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARB board did meet last week in Kearney, and it was kind of an eventful meeting. The big thing, we have purchased a new building, not a new building, but a building to move into. It's located at 8100 South 15th Street, Lincoln. At a cost of $2,100,000, and about two-thirds of the building is already leased out, and we'll be using the other third, and we'll be getting rent on the two-thirds of the building in the area of $57,000 a year. The way this thing is being funded is down payment-wise, $100,000 will come from the foundation reserve, $200,000 from the general operation reserve, and $900,000 will be taken out of the risk pool reserves. And then there was a later motion to take additional $100,000 to buy office furniture and equipment that was destroyed in the fire. Obviously, we'll be getting some returns. On the board, here's a picture of the building that we're purchasing, and it has plenty of parking, which you can see. It's kind of nice to be able to have a building that has parking for we can actually hold our NARB general managers and board meetings in this facility. And there's a picture of layout as it will eventually be. We're going to have to put our own entrance in it. We will take a loan out for the balance from the Union Bank, and we'll be paying 3.67% for 20 years. And the other two-thirds of the building is currently leased out to 2028 to the Nebraska Community Foundation. And this, the side that we're by, or the side that we are going to be moving into, was the former Pioneer Seed Company location. And that was kind of the big action item, you know, obviously for the meeting. We did have a vote on the climate change study. And the motion brought forth by the Hoar Flats South NRD, and for some reason it lost 31-64-20. I just can't believe it. So we will not be going to the legislature and asking them to support a study of climate change. And then lastly, not related to the NERD, I got a notice in the last couple weeks that Governor Ricketts has reappointed me to the Riparian Vegetation Management and Task Force for 3 years, and so I get to play on the river for 3 more years. And so that concludes my report.
Congratulations. Oh,
thank you.
Made Frag Mighty's under control.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I haven't heard a thing about it this year, so you must be doing a good job.
We are. It's been a very good year.
Let's say report. Anything to...
Real quick, Tim Gay and I have been scheduling meetings with candidates and also state senators. Start those in October. So we'll get to as many as we can before the session starts in January. So we've got a PowerPoint presentation. We're ready to roll. So that's it.
Nine, subcommittee reports. A, personnel public... Let's say public affairs. Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the October 6, 2020 meeting of the Personnel Legislative and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes the following recommendation of the subcommittee. 9A1, 6th addendum to the Papio Missouri River NRD General Manager's Employment Agreement. Recommendation that the chairperson of the Board of Directors be authorized to execute for and on behalf of the district the 6th addendum Manager's Employment Agreement, which increases the base salary in the employment agreement to 6%.
Any comments from the public? Staff? Directors?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I submit this for the written record. However, I'm just going to read to save time. Just let me know. Thank you, sir. Bring to the point, start at the top. The title of the project again, I'm requesting this be added to the project. The general manager meet contractual obligations and violations of state statute and board policy. And the short version is these are force options. 6% increase, four optics of a 6% pay increase in a time when many taxpayers are jobless cannot be overstated. Six-figure salaries, three times an average taxpayer's wage. Many not only do their job well, they work hard to keep it. The COVID pandemic is keeping many out of work, and the prospect of returning to their previous place of employment is somewhere between months and never. General Manager Winkler is contracted to run the affairs of the district when the board is not in session. The contract has a CPI. It also says we do not interfere or usurp the duties and responsibilities of the other. Directors have the responsibility to review details. GM Winkler has the responsibility to provide that info. See page 1, which is in there, of the contract. That's where this is referenced. It is General Manager Winkler's responsibility to provide that info. It is our, it is through this check and balance that we serve the taxpayer. Else, why have a board? GM is not performing a job as being rewarded for failure. Here are a few items to consider. General Manager Winkler and Chairperson Thompson disenfranchised one third of the district's constituency and admitted in writing they did not follow state statute and policy for the 2019 emergency declaration. This demonstrates incompetence in spending of unauthorized funds. General Manager Winkler has yet to provide project details requested on September 10th. All the emails listed. So be it. Salary employees must spend more time meeting his superior's requests. It happens every day. When he does not do this, he is interfering with a director's financial review responsibilities to their constituencies. When COVID-19 hit, GM Winkler was asked for details on his plans for the district, and he said he would give them when time permits. Nearly 200 days later, and nothing. FEMA said in writing they do not do mandates, but GM Winkler says FEMA mandated changes to the Missouri River levy and required taxpayers to pay for it. This is just. GM also said the 55th would leave if the levy was not raised, is not supported by documents from the 55th. In summary, GM reports to the board of directors no one else. Although interference from the chairman has made his job more difficult, it does not negate our duty to ask him for substantiation and his to provide. Else, why have a board? I provided these documents showing lack of transparency, no accountability, and incompetence, and disingenuous statements that the document of failure to perform and violate state statute and policy. The COVID pandemic has caused people to be laid off permanently. And you want to give a 6% raise for non-performance. Directors to avoid rewarding failure and deny this 6%. He says it is not merit. Further, the automatic CPI in his contract should be and a decrease in salary for non-performance.
Let the record show Director Bradley is now in attendance. Any comments from directors?
I'd like to disagree completely with you.
Talking about
Director Winkler, Mr. Grunwald, Director Grunwald.
Thank you.
General Manager Winkler has performed above and beyond. He runs the largest NRD with three times the payroll of any other NRD. He's, I believe, even with the 6% raise, still the second highest paid general manager. He has probably one of the largest population that he serves, and the major rivers and streams in the state. There's our experts that we hire to do this performance analysis. Silverstone have graded him a minimum pay grade of 201,000 and a maximum of 300. So I'd say he's probably paid half what he deserves. And I've witnessed it for my 2 years on the board. I just want to speak in support of this motion, and I'll be voting in favor of it.
The director, Director Weiss.
The 110,000, I guess page two. Is that on this form from Director Grunwald? Is that Manager Winkler's salary? Is 100? I thought it was higher than that.
That was the beginning.
That was in 2006.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was
okay.
Way back.
So,
it's been amended five times. That was the beginning when he first started.
Okay. I'll comment a little bit on this. I think General Manager Winkler is doing a good job. Yeah, there's nothing there to for me to pick that apart. But I will say these numbers, we go by the same consumer price index for all of our contracts, actually even with OPPD, NPPD, This has been the cost raise every year that when you're dealing with public powers and city power commissions, that's the rate and that's the index they go by. And you agree on it, and that's what it is. And it's actually, we've been doing this for almost 20 years with OPPD and NPPD. And some years you really get a higher raise, some years you don't. But when you factor out the cost, it's actually a good index. It really is. And I didn't like it at first, but as time went, it actually went to our benefit. Same way with the payroll. And he's got a contract that was signed. I'm guessing I would like to see us go ahead and run the contract out. If there's issues after it's done, then let's address them and fix whatever we need to fix for him to make it right.
Any other comments?
Just a couple of questions. The incentive bonus part of that compensation, how does that work? How is that measured?
I believe in one instance, I can't remember the particular act, but we have the authority as a board to say, here's a performance bonus of X amount of dollars. So it's a resolution similar to what we're addressing today.
Okay, and is that available to anybody beyond the general manager?
Their annual performance reviews, which are usually done in December, where we have our any kind of awards presented to staff. Yeah,
okay, so
that's part of the routine.
Okay, I can get, so part of the performance based. Not just a one-time payment. Actually better than a bonus. So that, I think that's where I was going with that is that, record, as far as job performance goes, in my view, I think I got here in 19 when the flood hit, and I've been impressed with how John has ran. So in light of how the compensation was adjusted before I got here, and understand the fact that from John at the top to the lowest person, but because everybody's equally important in my view, a lot of people we obviously don't see at these meetings that good work. Understand that that's available to everybody. Thank you.
One more thing, too. I'm probably as financially frugal as anybody on this board. You pay Silverstone consultants to advise on salary ranges for not just the general manager, but for all employees. And I think we need to look at some of those levels because there are some people that are stuck that just can't seem to get to the midpoint. And our general manager seems to be in that range himself. According to Silverstone, he's about $30,000 below the minimum that he should be getting for this particular job. Own $50,000 or $80,000 below the mid-range pay grade, and I don't know. A lot of employees that are having that same issue that they just never really get to the midpoint of their salary range. And I wonder how we go about addressing that. We need to take a consulting group to do that. But I have no problem with General Manager Winkler getting a raise. I think he's still far below. If we are valuing what Silverstone says to us, then he's still far below the minimum even.
Thank you, sir. I had requested data on we all have a cogent discussion because it was supposed to be all board members on payments. That's how we address these things. We can sit down and say, we can do that as board members. We have pretty, that information was not provided. I also asked for in the contract, it says there's performance standards established. Can you hear me? Okay. There are performance standards established by contract. I haven't seen those. Maybe they're out there. I just haven't seen it. And in fact, I requested them of you, Fred. Did you get the?
To people's demand. You sent that document to me, I think it was a Sunday night, saying, you expected me to respond by Monday, end of day.
I wouldn't. No, that wasn't for you. That
was. Well, you sent it to me. I don't know whether it was for me. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking about.
It would be very easy to grab a performance review because it's part of his contract. It's supposed to be done.
The subject at hand is a raise, not the performance review.
About giving somebody an incentive, how do you, what's your yardstick to measure it? Just because he does a good job by everybody and ignore the fact that he violated state statute and policy and avoid the fact that he hasn't gotten back to providing information, avoid the fact they made disingenuous.
Call the question on this item.
That's good.
I'll second that.
Any motion to call the questions? He had his hand up while you were saying that.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Point of clarification, sir.
Seconded by
Director McCormick
to cease debate. I just want to ask a question.
We have to vote on whether or not we're going to talk about it anymore.
Because I'm probably not thinking that his salary is what it really is. I'm thinking it was probably more.
We have to vote on whether we're going to continue to talk about it or just vote. Okay. So that's roll call on ceasing debate.
Yeah. Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
No.
Begley.
No.
Bradley.
Yes. Vote. Roll call on the motion presented to the.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
No.
Begley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Runwell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely yes. Thank you, Mr. Winkler, for your fine service. You're well deserved.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And B, PPO, Director Fred Conley, you're still up.
Okay. 9B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee. Be resolved that the minutes of the October 6, 2020 meeting of the Program, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations to the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, bids for the 2021 district vehicles and equipment. Recommendation that the following be accepted. Bid item A, 2021 crossover AWD vehicle. Recommendation that the best bid of $28,049 from Gene Stuffy for 2021 accepted with trade-in of the district's 2011 Chevy Equinox, serial number 2CNFLCEC8B631-3647, and I so move.
You want to go up to all these?
Vote all at one.
Okay.
Then on Tuesday.
9-1 bid item B. 2021 full size 4WD, 1¼ ton dually. Recommendation that the lowest and best bid of $30,130.84 from Woodhouse. The 2021 Ford F450B accepted with the trade-in of the district's 2002 Ford F350 flatbed serial number 1FDWF37F62EB69722. Equipment. One new cart Caterpillar tire loader. Recommendation that the purchase of one new Caterpillar tire loader from NMC with a state contract total price of $175,090 with trade-in of the district's 2005 Case tire loader serial number JEE013. Purchase will be made in 5 annual payments of $38,220.60, which includes financing and I so move.
Comments from the public? Yeah. Please.
The question, I had a question on the Caterpillar about three or four months ago. Was there a competitive bid on that? I was told there was going to be.
It's a state contract.
Pardon?
It's a state contract.
So there's no bid process that...
That's the best price you can get.
How does that work?
It's government. They bid it for us, they get the lowest price.
But what they don't tell you is what they're giving you for the trade-in. Right, right. But they might have said, well, we're not going to give you anything for the trade-in, which makes the deal not very good.
Correct. We said similar to the federal contracting program where they'll put out competitive contracts and award to those who respond to various needs. And the state does that as well. So they've already done a competitive process. I don't know how. But to come up with, okay, state agencies of which we can qualify.
But you see where I'm coming from. I don't even know what they did for the, with the trade-in. What? How much did we get for the trade-in?
The trade-in?
Yeah, it just says that the difference is $175,090.
I don't know. Where is it? Question.
Was it zero?
It's stated. That, but,
that's my question. There's no,
since it's under contract, it's a, basically a purchase order against the contract, but there is no bid sheet for that. It's not listed. So that's a good question, though. Anyone know what the trade-in is?
I would recommend we figure out what the trade-in is before we jump too hard on that number.
Okay, the trade-in is $40,000.
What's that?
$40,000.
They're giving us $40,000 for the...
$40,000 for the trade-in. Okay. So that is the lowest price that we can get as a government.
Okay, so then the actual price, what we're talking about, is $215,000.
Yeah, $40,000
in that. Bill, you're anxious to talk. Any other questions? No. All right. That answer your question?
Yeah, yeah. That's
it's, I miss that myself. So. Roll call.
Yep.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yeah. Aye.
Rinwald. Yes. McCormick.
Yes.
Sheriff.
Yes.
Item 9B2, Natural Resources Center Air Conditioning Replacement Project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a contract with Drexel Mechanical in the amount of $208,200 for the NRC air conditioning replacement project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel.
Public comments. Staff, directors. Roll call.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Rinwald.
Yes.
Staff.
Yes.
Szafinski.
Yes.
Shepard.
Yes. Before you begin, I just, for the record, got a notification from Director Fowler. He is unable to make it, so excused.
9B3, Memorandum of Understanding with Nebraska Game and Parks for the Summit Lake State Recreation Area Maintenance Shop. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed Memorandum of Understanding with the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission for construction of the maintenance shop at the Summit Lake State Recreation Area, subject to changes deemed necessary.
Roll call.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Szafinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 9B4, Candlewood Spillway Repair Project Bids. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a contract with M.E. Collins Contracting Company in the amount of $121,804 for the construction of the Candlewood Spillway Repair Project, subject to change is deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Other comments? Directors? Call.
Begley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Grinwald.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Yes.
Kaminsky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Reese. Yes.
And Shepard.
Yes.
9B5, Amendment 5 to Professional Services Contract with Fire Engineering for WP6 and WP7. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute the proposed Amendment 5 to the Professional Service Agreement between the District Fire Engineering for Design and Construction Administration Services, WP6 and WP7 projects in the amount of $175,521, bringing the total maximum not to exceed contract amount to $2,940,784, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General
Manager. Public comments? Staff, directors, Director Reese.
They're wanting an extra $170,000. What are we doing for that, for the $170,000?
So comes Amanda.
There's a little summary in the memo, but the main thing, or some of the main points, are construction observation for the remainder of the project. We were supposed to be done September 2020, substantial completion. We've moved that to November 2020, and we're going to have to, it'll sit pretty much over the winter, though, depending weather, they'll have to check on things, and then some seeding stuff in April, so that adds some more time for them to be out there. The other bigger item was there's an NRCS structure, a grade stabilization structure that's right just upstream of the dam, and it's about 45 years old. That's something that we have to maintain in perpetuity, and we put it in, 45 years ago, or someone did, and we assumed responsibility. So there's a lot of development happening there, and there's a new road, Lincoln Road, that has a culvert, and then we have a dam downstream. So this grade control was kind of stuck between two other grade points. So they had to do some design work to take that out and make up the grade. The other things were some additional items that involved the temporary drawdown pipe and then some crack testing in the dam and grouting that we had not done before and had to spend some extra time on that. Those are the main things.
Is this something we didn't know about at the time, or is this something that just came up?
Well, the contract, the extension is really due to the settlement. So the soils are kind of weird, especially WP7, but really both of them, Big Elk. We have a geotechnical report, but you just have to see, and it's taking longer than some of our other projects. So that's really the holdup on the extension of the contract. Then a couple of months ago in the JAM report, some of these things we had known were out of scope and reported on and thinking that we could get it back together, but now with the contract extension, we wouldn't have enough money.
Okay, so basically, we do this and
should be done. We're very close to completing the project as it is.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Bradley.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
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 Caesar.
Yes.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Chairperson.
Yes.
9B6, Renewal of USGS Maintenance Agreement for Papio Flood Warning System Gauges. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute the proposed with the USGS in the amount of $126,000 operation of the district's flood warning system for 2021, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager.
Public comments? Paul.
Conley.
Aye.
Grinwald.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sikinski.
Yes.
97, groundwater monitoring funding agreement with USGS. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a joint funding agreement with US Geological Survey for a total cost to the district of $13,200 for the continuation of groundwater monitoring in the Platte and Elkhorn River Valley, subject to changes deemed necessary by the district legal counsel, and I so move.
Comments? Staff, director, Paul.
Greenwald.
Yes.
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 Caesar. Grudgingly, yes.
Yes.
Bedley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Aye.
Shepherd.
98, Second Amendment to Interlocal Agreement with the City of Omaha for the Missouri River R16/R13/R16. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposal. Second Amendment to the Interlocal Agreement to the Missouri River Levy System R-613-616, relocation of utilities serving the Papio Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district leader.
Comments?
Staff.
Director.
Good
job.
What is our total cost on this project now, then? Because it looks like we're getting reimbursed for this, that, and the other, but what are we putting out for this thing? Nothing.
This is a zero cost us.
Okay. We're going to be reimbursed for everything? I can go on.
Comments? Paul.
Jeff.
Yes.
Harmon.
Yes.
Kapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weeks.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Greenwald.
Yes.
9B9, Professional Service Agreement with Olson, Inc. for the Elk Creek NRCS Emergency Watershed Protection Project Repair. Recommendation that the district's procurement procedure policy 15.2 be waived and the general manager be authorized to execute a professional service contract with Olson, Inc. for the Elk Creek-NRCS Emergency Watershed Protection Plant Project Repair in a not to exceed amount of $117,900, subject to changes deemed necessary by the and approval as to form by district legal.
Public comments?
Yeah. I have one. I was curious as to who would actually do the work. Is this something that our guys in the northern part of our NRD would jump in and do this, or is this all going to be bid out? Do we know?
All coming up to the...
Nope. Cleaned out the creek up there, you know, a couple of years back. Our guys did that after the...
Yeah, more than likely the scope of the work with this and the time frame, we would have to hire it out. So as of right now, all the cost estimates that were submitted to the NRCS were based on contractor rates. Yeah, just because of the sheer amount of moving the levee embankment back, it's just I don't think we can get it done in the time constraints.
How big is, like from the point here, how big is this area that they're going to have to?
Martin or Marlin, do you guys remember from the right bank approximately how far? It's significant. Yeah. So it's essentially, right now, it's kind of almost at a one-to-one slope. If this gets sloped out at a three-to-one, and it has a bench inside of it. So there was, like, when we repaired the right bank 7 years ago, there was pretty big construction easement and permanent easement that had to be purchased for it. Yep.
Director Cho, Director Fowler is now... Thank you. Item 9 is what we're talking about. Any other comments from directors? Paul?
Yes.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
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 Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Thank you. Item 9C, Finance, Director Rich Cheeser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, minutes of the October 6, 2020 meeting of the LCL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated to these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, West Papua Trail Connection Permit Recommendation that the GM be authorized to issue a permit of occupation to of this right-of-way for the proposed connection of the West Papua Trail, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Comments from public? Members? Paul?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Weeks?
Yes.
Bailey? Aye. Bradley?
Yes.
Aye. Fowler.
Yes.
Goodwill.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Shepherd.
Yes.
Item number 2, land acquisition for West Australian Regional Basin number 2, WP2, recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement with the MDC Giles Partners LLC for a purchase price of 24.93 acres for $55,188 per acre for the construction of the WP2 Regional Retention Basin Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and the approval as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Public comments, staff, directors? Oh, I'm sorry, Director Weiss.
Where exactly is that? What is it?
I didn't hear it. Did you hear it?
180th and Giles. We've all heard it now.
We need him for a microphone.
Any other comments? Roll call.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Bailey.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Boonwell.
Yep. Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 3, land acquisition for Missouri River R613, R616 levy improvement project. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute an easement agreement for flood wall and accompanying memorandum of easement with the BNSF Railway Company, a Delaware corporation, in the amount of $19,500 for an area containing 0.375 acres of land, and $2,000 for the administrative fee, totaling $21,500 for the Missouri River R613, R616 levy improvement project. Some of these changes being necessary by the GM and approval as performed by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Other comments? Directors?
One question. Is there other land yet to be acquired here for this levy system, or are we pretty much done with all that?
Was that a yes, we're done?
Yes, we're done acquiring.
Yes, we're done. Can we get a second on that motion? I'm just kidding on that. But roll call.
Please.
Yes.
Bailey.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Goodwill.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sikinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. Report item 10, Treasury Report. Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Items 10A through J, Treasury's Report, be all inclusive and be fully resolved that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes. I so move.
Second by Director Bradley. Any discussion on Treasury Report from public? Staff? Director? Roll call.
Bailey.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Goodwill.
Yes. Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sikinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Report item 11, legal update. No legal update. Item 12, chairperson's report. 12A, the If you look in your green sheet, the meeting schedule for 2021 be resolved following the adopted schedule for Missouri River NRD Board of Directors for calendar year 2021. And I so move. Seconded by Director McCormick. Any discussion from staff? Or public, I should say, and staff? Directors.
Yes, sir. Since we have city elections in 2021, state conflict.
Primary is, Oh, in April. When's the primary? Six. May 4th is a general election. Yeah, November 10th is Wednesday, so that in November we'd be meeting Tuesday and Wednesday rather than Tuesday and Friday. Any other comments?
Paul? Bradley?
Yes.
Conlon? Elder?
Yes.
Quinlaw?
Yes.
Pinsky?
Yes.
Weeks?
Yes.
Yes. Item B, update on trail connectivity plan. Just to, as a prelude to this, we had a plan. How long have you been with us now, Eric?
About 7 years.
How many?
I've been here 7 years.
Before, Eric, we had a general plan that Jerry Bowen, the former trails guy, we developed. It's really time again to pull this together. Eric has done a great job. So, Eric, the floor is yours.
Great. Thanks very much. As Director Thompson pointed out, the trail connectivity plan that you see here was from May of 2011. And so Director Thompson asked that John Winkler and I talk with him about how we've done on the plan from 9 years ago and where we might be headed in the future, just kind of as an informational update on different projects. So we'll look through the projects that were listed and then look at some future projects as well. This is what's called Keystone East. It became renamed as the South Omaha Trail. Phase 1 and Phase 2 were both completed. It was opened in 2015, so this project is totally completed and connects between Keystone and the Field Club Trail by Vinton Street. The next project is called Turner Connector. This is from the Field Club Trail on the left up to the top of the hill and connects to an existing trail at 36th Street. This is under construction now, so this project is essentially also completed.
I might add, as long as you're talking about that, the map there shows a two will work, but it's actually up Pacific Street. I went by yesterday, the fencing wasn't quite complete yet. They're rolling it on and fastening the fence accordingly. Fence all poured for the trail.
And we did participate with some cost share funding for this project. This is listed as the Turner Riverfront Connector. The left side is along 30th Street, turns and goes under Interstate 480 or 75 into Creighton Campus. That portion is completed and open for public use. At about 20th Street down to the eastern edge, which is the Bob Carey. Oh, well, it's shown down to the interstate, but the concept was updated to connect to the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge. That will probably follow surface streets. So we've left that to the City of Omaha and others to figure out the recreation and active transportation connectivity from Creighton Campus down to the extension of the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge, which is expected to be under construction probably in 2022. So we don't expect any additional work from the NRD on this project. This is the Riverfront Trail Phase 4. It connects to the trail down by Miller Landing along the Missouri River and up towards Carter Lake. This has been in process with federal funding for a number of years. A portion that was wrapping around Carter Lake has been removed from the federal funding. The City of Omaha is working to update this project so that it can move forward without federal funding. I believe the final design should put it on timeline for construction potentially next year. We'll see as that continues to move forward. We expect a cost share request from the City of Omaha for this project. We have previously budgeted for this. It was removed when the project was not moving forward, as was proposed at that time, so we'll be back again in the future. But we expect to participate at that time. West Papio Trail, referred to as Southwest Plaza, 144th Street on the left. This project was completed prior to my arrival, so it's done and open, and people enjoy it. Big Papio Trail, this is the West Maple Underpass. The City of Omaha is currently reconstructing 120th Street, which is running north and south here, and that will include an underpass on 120th over the Big Papio Creek into Tranquility Park. After this project is complete, we expect to work with the City of Omaha on a conceptual study from the existing Big Papio Trail by Heflinger Park under West Maple Road and up to the kind of curvy Old Maple Road to allow that connection from Big Papio up into Tranquility. No conceptual study has been done here yet, but this is something that we expect. Once the 120th Street project is complete, we will hear a lot more from the public about the desire to connect Big Papio Trail into Tranquility Park, so we're keeping an eye on how we can work with the City of Omaha on this project. West Papio Trail, Bedford to Maple. We have done some additional work on this, referred to as the West Maple Underpass. We did a conceptual study last year, and there is funding for design work on this project in the current NRD FY 2021 budget. If it looks like the project is prepared for FY 2022 construction, pending the design work, we may recommend that into the next fiscal year budget. This is a relatively short project. The most complicated part is the West Maple underpass that has a highway designation, so we've communicated with Nebraska Department of Transportation, but the conceptual is done. Next steps would be design and then get into construction. This is outside of the City of Omaha jurisdiction, so they don't currently have any involvement in this project, but there is a requirement that the SID participate in the construction, so we'll sort out that when we get to the funding. 144th Street Trail. This was essentially to help overcome the bridge on the west side of Standing Bear Lake. The floating trail, which is now installed and open for public use, which we discussed back in the spring and are participating in with the cost share, that project is open and ready for use. It got some good reviews from people who have been out to that site already. So no additional work is planned in this location because the floating trail meets the need that was intended by this project. So essentially this is also complete. Keystone North from Democracy Park to Cunningham. The City of Omaha discussed this during their capital improvement plan last year. This is broken down into three phases. The first phase expected is under Interstate 680 at the north end to connect to an existing neighborhood trail. We will follow this, but the City of Omaha is leading these three separate phases of this project. We would expect cost share requests, but again, the City of Omaha Parks Department is leading the construction of these what will probably be three separate projects to connect from Democracy Park to Cunningham. I'm sorry, do you have a question? It's my understanding that there is some recreation development happening at Lake Cunningham between the City of Omaha and private funders. The NRD has not been involved in that to this point, so the Parks Department is probably the best ones to ask about that. I don't know if, John, do you have any other information?
In fact, I toured the facility, and the trail around is nearly complete. There are a few sections that weren't completed as part of the
It's called Mopac Trail, but it's along Highway 31. This project was under construction when I started in 2014, was opened in July of 2014, connects from the Mopac Trail by Springfield down to the Lead Bridge. Some restoration was done in 2019 after the flood, but it is open for public use, and so this project also completed. Mopac Trail, the current north end of the Mopac Trail is on the east side of Highway 50 in the right part of this page at Schramm Road. There have been plans to connect from Chaco Hills to Highway 50 along Schramm Road using the 168th Street
or Schramm Road Bridge over the interstate. There is a significant amount of development going on the west side of Highway 50. That's where the Google facility is located. We have done development review with the City of Papillion and Sarpy County to incorporate trail construction into those plans by the private developers. So the first six blocks from Highway 50 west is part of the plat for the private developer to construct. Things are changing there so quickly that we have not prioritized updating the plans and getting this constructed. But again, we are keeping an eye on this in order to construct it when appropriate. The section under 370 from the main part of Chocolate Hills, under Highway 370 and down to the wetlands area on the south, may be separated off and constructed separately to provide that access into the park and under 370. Again, it has not been a high priority because the connection along Schramm has been so confusing with the very significant amount of heavy construction in that area. So we'll probably revisit this over the next couple of years, but it's kind of on hold for right now. West Douglas County Trail, Valley to YMCA from the Douglas County West Schools, which constructed a new building on the west side of the streets, to the east over the railroad and over to the YMCA. This project is currently out for bid with Nebraska Department of Transportation. We've talked about it a number of times this year. It will be on the letting for October 15th. The construction schedule listed with the bid documents was to begin in June and complete toward the end of 2021. More of those details will be finalized through the bidding process and the contracting process with NDOT. So this should be in construction next year. Western Douglas County Trail, Valley to Waterloo. This was a second phase of, at the time, a second phase of this trail. It was removed from the project, and the section in the city of Valley down to the lower left there, it's Mallard Lake. That portion is being constructed. Following West Maple Road from the lake to Waterloo is not moving forward. We don't have any plans in that area. That's something that could be revisited in the future, but it is removed from this project at this time. West Papio Trail, this section from Giles at the lower right up, well, this is the interstate at the lower right. We did construct from Giles up to Q Street, so this project is essentially complete. There is another portion that we'll talk about, a different way to break the trail down into different projects that we'll talk about here in a bit, but I would say this project is complete. West Papio Trail from 90th Street at the Walnut Creek Tieback Levee up to 108th and Giles. This project is also complete and was opened in 2015. So out of those 15 projects that we just moved through, six are still remaining to be completed. One of those is in process right now, so there are about five of them that still need to be moved forward, and we do expect that those will continue to be under design and construction at some time in the future with at least some NRD involvement. Additional projects that were not previously listed that we have included for future design and construction, the North Omaha Trail, which we talked about last year. We are a cost-share partner with the City of Omaha. The design work is going on right now. About in the middle of the page is 24th and Lake Street. The specific end of the trail is probably now at 25th and Lake Street. We'll continue along the east side of Highway 75, use the existing Pratt Street Bridge, and connect up toward 30th and Sprague Street near the Transit Center. This map from the Park Service highlights several of the other recreation facilities in the area. So we are a cost-share participant and providing a significant amount of technical advice to the planning department as they go through the design and construction of this project. Construction is expected in the beginning of 2021, so this will probably be open next year. This is the Highway 34/75 bridge over the Platte River. The NRD is leading the design on this project currently from Allied Road down to Beach Road. There are five other local partners, the two counties, Lower Platte South NRD, and then Bellevue and Plattsmith. This is under design now, set for letting in November of 2021 with construction 2022. The West Papio Trail, this is what I referred to earlier. We constructed the section up to Q Street. There is a remaining section, a little difficult to see on this map, from the lower right corner of that that triangle, which is Tyson Foods, along the creek, under 132nd, under Q Street, and up to Millard. We are in process of working with Omaha at 132nd Street on the storm sewer outfall. When that is complete, we will submit documents to NDOT to begin the full design of this section. There is 80% federal funding allocated for this project. Design will go on in 2021, and we would expect the letting probably toward the end of 2022 to put it on timeline for construction in 2023.
I might interrupt. Thank you for notifying us about the 80% federal money. It's important in the analysis. Thanks.
Yep, and so that is different than Western Douglas County. There is not, the funding can be increased on that source of funds, so if the cost of the project does increase, we can request MAPA increase the federal funding. That does help to achieve to complete those projects if costs go up over time. So it's a little different than the Western Douglas County situation, to our benefit. This is the Beltline Trail North section. We've talked about this railroad corridor several times in the past. We are working with the City of Omaha to update the interlocal agreement, which we approved originally, and then we approved an amendment. This was on the City Council agenda this week. There was some confusion. We have talked with the City Council office. We expect this to be at the Parks Committee on October 20th and back to the full City Council for approval on November 10th. We hope to have the details straightened out so that we can then move to design of this trail. The north section is where we would expect to start with the design. There will probably be an RFP and an ad hoc committee formed to help select the consultant for the design on both the north section and the south section of the Beltline Trail. We would aim to have both sections contracted together. That'll streamline the design process for us. But this is in process led by the NRD. Okay. Bill, if we can pull up the other map. I can't really see the mouse. Yes, please. We've talked a little bit about the NEAT projects, the Neighborhood Expanded Access to Trails. There are 10 short connectors. We received funding from MAPA to help move this forward. That agreement is finalized. We're working on the RFP to get this contracted. If you can go to project number 10, there's little buttons at the top. By talking about these projects, several of them have advanced through partnership with their locations. Big Elk Connector is likely to be incorporated into the 36th Street roadway project, 36th Street running north and south there. So this project is probably moving forward as part of the road construction, but we will keep an eye on it. Number five, please, Bill. We have spent time talking with the development on the left end of this project. It's called West 6th Street, but 96 is the name of the apartments, looking at restoring a railroad bridge and then continuing a trail connection. Rather than following 6th Street, this may move down and follow the channel maintenance access road down to the historic portion of downtown Bellevue. I'm sorry, Papillion. This, again, is in process, but this discussion moved forward because of the conceptual work that we are doing. So we are working with Papillion to advance this and incorporate it into other development projects in the area. So, again, as part of the NEAT, this is that helped us to leverage additional participation in this project. And number six. And one other project, the West Dodge Frontage Road South, connecting from the east side where the existing trail is to the west side by Lamp Park. There's an existing trail network there that goes to 114th Street. So we plan to prioritize this after the conceptual design is done because this is very likely a very simple project, entirely on public right-of-way. So in looking at next year's budget, this is probably one of these 10 projects that we would prioritize, move from conceptual to full design, and hopefully move to full construction quite quickly. Keep Omaha Beautiful. There was a story over the weekend. Just planted a number of trees over in Lamp Park. So this is an area where there is continued investment in recreation and natural resources. And we'd like to provide access to that from the trail to the park on the west side. The other projects will also move forward, but those are three of the NEAT connectors that I wanted to highlight. All of them will be studied, and then we'll determine what are the next steps. I didn't have a way to present this online map, so I'll try and get a PDF version of this information available for everyone. This is a hybrid old hand-drawn map, online tool, and then new map set of information. So we'll have a more comprehensive way to view all of this collectively. We plan to take all of this information and share it with stakeholders in the community who might have input on these projects. So all of that will be put together over the next weeks and months in order to receive input on all of these projects. And then, Bill, if you can go back to the PDF. The NEAT connectors are in process now. In order to have those types of conceptual studies done, we need to identify potential trail corridors. So there are a few that we have looked at for long-term consideration. Again, on the southeast corner of Highway 50 and Schramm Road, the Mopac Trail currently stops. You can see the National Cemetery there. There is land on the west end of the National Cemetery along the highway where the NDOT has preserved a corridor for the trail connection. That's Westmont Creek that runs up and into Prairie Queen. And so there's a trail corridor along Highway 50 following the creek. That land is owned by Metropolitan Community College. And then potentially either looking at going under Highway 370, which is challenging but can be done, or connecting over and going over at the light at 132nd Street to provide a connection directly from Mopac into Prairie Queen. This is a corridor we have not done any engineering work on, but something we'd like to keep an eye on because it's a very positive connection that could be done if we work with partners including Sarpy County, City of Papillion, and Metro Community College to make this connection happen. An additional corridor that we're looking at in the upper right is the Big Papio Trail. It connects from 72nd to 84th Street along the Ralston Trail. Then there's a little bit of a gap from 84th to 90th to 96th Street. West of 96th Street, there is a neighborhood trail that goes down to Giles Road. La Vista is in the process of designing, and then they will construct the connection along Applewood Creek under Giles Road down to Portal Road. And one of the neat connectors is examining connecting from Portal Road down to the West Papio Trail. So this, again, is a very long corridor. There's not any specific additional engineering work done yet between 84th Street and 96th Street, but it's something we'd like to keep an eye on because it provides very significant connection between existing facilities. And this is how we prepare for future conceptual studies, by looking at these types of corridors. This is the Big Papio Trail we mentioned earlier going under West Maple. That puts us at Tranquility. You can see this is a very long distance from Tranquility north past State Street all the way up to Bennington. This has been on the trails map for a number of years. Mostly at this time, we want to make sure we're in touch with the City of Omaha so that as major infrastructure projects in the area are constructed, we can incorporate the trail. Specifically, the State Street Bridge is very likely to need to be a crossing location. We want to make sure that if the State Street Bridge is upgraded from 2 lanes to 4 lanes, that there is definitely a trail connection. That would be a critical piece that this project would be very difficult without. So we just want to be prepared for that when it comes up. So no specific engineering work on this now, but a conceptual corridor that we're keeping an eye on for long-term projects in the future. Let's see. This is Fricky Creek. It has a name, but it's not particularly well known. Big Papio Trail is on the right side along the creek. 72nd Street, and then a collection of neighborhood trails over to 84th is on the left. There is an existing tributary that would be an excellent connection from the existing trail to the neighborhood trail. This is something I think we should keep an eye on and talk with developers. You can see there is development going on the east side of 72nd Street right now, but the requirements to stay back from the creek mean that there is still a corridor for this potential connection to be built. This would provide significant expanded access from those neighborhoods to the existing trail network, but it's a little larger than what we studied in the NEAT connectors. So again, something we should keep an eye on. We haven't done any design work yet, but I think it's a great possibility for the future. Then one more along that same concept. The very lower left corner is Sorensen. There is a trail on the north side of Sorensen Road. As you move north and east, this is Forest Lawn Creek, up by the cemetery, up by Scatter Joy Acres, which is a kind of farm and outdoor activity center for families and kids. The creek continues north and east. It moves past kind of a wooded area over toward 30th Street and continues east all the way down. If you follow to the right side is the Missouri River Trail. So similar to the Big Papio to West Papio connection, this is a potential corridor where we could connect two existing assets through a location where there's very limited natural resources and recreation availability currently by using the same types of corridors that we've identified in the past. Creeks and natural areas. So this is something I think we should keep an eye on long term and potentially work with the City of Omaha. Again, no engineering work has been done, but it's something we could look at in the future. It's the type of corridor that could lead to a possible trail connection in the future. And we'd like to discuss with stakeholders about how that might happen. So very preliminary, but just a conceptual corridor that we'd like to keep an eye on. So that highlights the projects that have been completed, projects that are currently in process, and potential future projects. The next steps are to take this information, engage with stakeholders in the community, and decide if there's any additional information that we need about any of these projects, and find out how to prioritize these for future construction. If there is any input, if you know of any stakeholder groups who might want to provide feedback to us, I would be glad to hear that. These are concepts that we have worked on with other public agencies, but there are certainly others in the community who might have input that we would need in order to make these successful. They're distributed across all of the metro area, and so if there are any groups who want to have input, please let us know, and we look forward to continuing these projects into the future, just like we have with the past version of the plan over the last 10 years. If anyone has any questions, I'd be glad to answer those. Thanks very much.
Anyone have any questions?
The only question I've got is those maps for 2011. There's been a whole lot has happened since 2011 where you've got all those lines drawn. Are you confident that at this point in time you're going to be able to do all this?
So the first 15 pages were maps from 2011. Everything from what was slide 16 forward are new maps that we have drawn over the last few years. So they are based on conditions that have changed since 2011, but that we are following continually. Again, the old maps were physically drawn on paper with a marker. The new maps are in a GIS database, kind of like we looked at for the NEAT connectors. We plan to
They've actually looked to see what's there now.
Yes, absolutely. The conceptual studies have all been done in about the last year or so, and we continue to update those based on changing conditions like we have by Google to make sure that the project is still viable. So anything that is not viable, we would remove it and not pursue it any further.
I want to emphasize, too, that these aren't prioritized. We're not going to do one, then the second one, the third or fourth. They'll be coming up as development curves, just similar to our dam sites, if we never get ahead of that curve. But it's there, as Eric mentioned, the road up to the trail up to Bennington. As work is done on State Street or wherever it might be, if we don't have a plan here, we may not have a trail forever. So I think it's significant that we at least put in something on paper to say, look, when you're building that culvert or redoing that bridge, make sure that, see, we want to put a trail there eventually. All it takes is money, right, and time, and whether it's federal money or money and partnership with whatever community, whatever SID or whatever it might be, that remains to be seen. But I feel happy we've been able to complete what we have in the last 10 years, and look forward to doing more as the trail process in our metropolitan area continues to be something that we can be proud of.
So some portion of these projects I was able to print on a piece of paper, which I gave to Director Thompson. I'm looking to take both the paper versions into a digital form and take the digital assets into a paper form so that can be distributed. That will likely be in a future general manager's update, just as an informational item, so it's more easy to access and share with others. Since it's in two formats now, I couldn't figure out a way to provide everything in a print version, but that will be something we'll provide in the future so everyone has access to all of the information we've shown today.
Oh, Director Fowler.
Just a quick question, and you may not have done this yet. I'd be interested to see how much we've spent leveraged other money, federal, congressional, whatever type monies, and just to see how much that is, because I know we've leveraged a lot. Do you have that by chance?
I don't have that information now. There is a spreadsheet that I was reading from that has project status updates. I can break that down by the funding amounts. It'll take a little background work to find how much was spent by us, how much was spent by other local partners, how much was federal funding. Some of the project descriptions have changed from the 2011 map, so I'll have to update those to what the project was that was actually built. But we can find a way to provide some of that type of information about which projects were constructed and where the funding came from. And there also were additional projects that we participated in as cost share or that were not included in the 2011 plan. So I can find a way to incorporate that information as well in a future update.
That'd be great. Well, there's a reason why we're in the top 10, so good job.
Thank you.
Item 12C, censure of the chairperson. I turn that over to Vice Chairman Greg Conley.
Resolution of censure. The Board of Directors of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District hereby expresses its strong disapproval of Chairperson Jim Thompson's continued disregard of 2.5C board conduct towards other directors adopted by the board on April 14, 2011. An appropriate its fellow directors, all of such conduct results in harm to the district. Is And we need a motion on this side. But this, you making a motion? Second, if we're going to move forward.
What's the motion for?
Motion for the resolution censure, what I just read. Not hearing one, we'll.
13, general manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The information and education highlights. The I&E department has spent a considerable amount of time creating some opportunities on the NRD website for teachers. They created some video six so far, as well as organizing the site to provide a wide variety of links for teachers. So it's good that with this current pandemic that we can create some Zoom presentations for students and teachers to be able to continue to learn about our natural resources and what the NRD does. Personnel miscellaneous items. Today, we were honored to host the retirement of Colonel Hudson, who is the district commander of the Corps here in Omaha. He was honored today by Brigadier General Hemlinger, the Northwest Division Commander, and Lieutenant Governor Mike Foley. They were in attendance to celebrate his 26-year military career. So he and his family they've moved in that amount of time 14 times, 30-some different countries, many deployments to Iraq, and they decided that they're going to settle in Omaha. So they love the community, they love the area, so they decided that they're going to stay here and they're done. So we were honored to have him here. I did get a chance to speak to the division commander at length about the NRD and our relationship with the Corps and a lot of the initiatives that we're doing with them in Congress and also studies and things like that. He appreciates our relationship. He knows we always don't agree and that sometimes we have our battles. But overall, the Corps is very respectful of the NRD system. They do hold it up as a model throughout the country, and they do appreciate what we do and vice versa. So a little bit like brothers, we don't agree, we fight, but then at the end, I think we're all working in the same direction, and trying to build, obviously, flood protection and other things to protect our communities. A report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal properties attached, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the District Legal Counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership report, they met on Thursday, September 24th. The meetings are attached, and the next meeting is scheduled for October 22nd. On a personal note, I just want to thank the board for your support, obviously, with the pay increase. I very much enjoy working here. I say it every year, multiple times, we've got the best staff, top to bottom, anywhere that I've ever been or any organization I've experienced. So it's satisfying what we do. We do a lot of great things. I'm very proud of everything that we do. Not many organizations can do what we do, and so I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be a part of this for 14 years, December 1st. And again, I appreciate your support. I too serve on a board for no to very little pay. It's a thankless job sometimes, but I think if you go home at night knowing that we do a lot of great things. And so again, I want to thank you for your support, and that concludes my report.
Item 14, informational items. Please note on your calendar future meetings. Before we meet again as a body, we will have an election. Over. Unless there's recounts and recounts upon recounts. But November 3rd, we'll, take a break for a while. But please note we will meet 10th and 12th. 15, we are adjourned.